coming to 2016, will we begin to see the deteriorating situation in the country? At the same time, the churches realize that the solutions lie already, you know, in what the churches actually said in 2006. And that is why we have sort of speeded up, you know, that process of moving this the Zimbabwe one forward, to just to remind the nation of what we said earlier and what can help.
When you say the situation is deteriorated, what are you referring to here?
The document actually lists the challenges that the nation is facing. This is actually ongoing because at the moment, the document speaks of lack of a shared national vision and values, you know, where you see political parties actually each one vying for its own survival, you know, at the expense of the nation. Secondly, the document also speaks of insufficient implementation and adherence to the 2013 Constitution.
But any plans to meet with the country's political leadership?
Yes, in fact, that's the intention of the churches, actually, to engage the political leadership on these issues and actually persuade them then to act and resolve these challenges.
And when is this likely to happen?
The Executive Committee of the Zimbabwe Heads of Christian Denominations has been tasked actually to make the necessary appointments, so it's with immediate effect.